You're listening to KBNF Regional News. It's Tuesday, May 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. The family of one of the men missing after Sunday's massive mudslide and the town of Colborne released statements about the natural disaster. The family of Wes Hawkins, a district water manager for Colborne Conservancy District, says he was doing his job when the landslide occurred. Mesa County Road and Bridges employee Clancy Nichols and his son Danny Nichols, along with Hawkins, reportedly went to investigate an irrigation ditch that they feared might have been damaged by another landslide that happened Sunday morning. The ditch, which receives runoff from the Grand Mesa, supplies water to local ranchers. On Sunday evening, a second massive landslide happened and the men were reported missing. A statement released by Colborne's town manager, town administrator Davis Farrow, says, quote, "Our hearts and thoughts go out to the families and community members that have suffered losses." Farrow says Colborne is a tight-knit community and a tragedy like the mudslide is felt by all. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says the search for the men has been called off because of the risk of another landslide. Officials are presuming them dead. Emergency personnel say aerial surveys will continue. Mesa County implemented an emergency declaration Tuesday following Sunday's massive landslide near the town of Colborne. KBNF's Laura Palmisano spoke with Mesa County Administrator Tom Fisher about the declaration and what it means for the area following the West Salt Creek mudslide. In the interview, Fisher explains there's a large body of water building up behind the collapsed ridge, and officials fear it could burst, sending the water in a secondary slide downstream towards homes and oil and gas production sites. Here's that report.
Why has Mesa County declared a state of emergency?
We've declared a local emergency simply because the aftermath of the West Salt Creek mudslide has indicated that there's a large pool of water building up behind the main slide from runoff from the Mesa. And we're concerned about that because as it begins to grow behind this new earthen dam that's been built by nature, it has the potential to release a large body of water quickly if it breaks. So we are concerned about that as well as further slide activity as a result of this. And so we want to alert, obviously, the state and federal emergency management folks through this emergency declaration and make sure that they can help us assess those risks as we move into the next few days.
What's the risk to energy production and property in the area?
We're mainly focused on the risk to life and property in the area. Obviously, this is a mountainous area, and there's downstream concerns if there is a release of water.
I recall at Tuesday's press conference, Mesa County Sheriff Stan Hilke said the sheriff's office was working to set up an early alert system. What do you know about that?
I don't think it's anything more than human alert, although I heard also the sheriff speak about a reverse 911 system for both cell service and landline service. I believe that has been put in place or is being put in place at the present time. But beyond that, we don't have much available at this time.
And what are you seeking assistance-wise from the federal government?
From both the state level and the federal level, essentially expertise in the aftermath of mudslides, geological survey help, any help that can provide site of or on-site visual evidence to us that we can look at on a regular basis to see if there's movement or water buildup. Those are the types of things that we don't have the capability to do largely and ongoing. And, you know, there's also a concern that the water buildup coming off the Mesa and this main slide is all on Forest Service property. So there is a jurisdiction issue as far as where the concerns are in relation to where the Mesa County concerns are.
So how will that be resolved?
Simply through this emergency declaration, this gives us the authority and gives the federal and state levels the authority for us to work together officially. And then those things will be worked out between the agencies in agreements that will come forth from this emergency declaration.
Is the declaration a formal document yet?
From a procedural standpoint, state law gives the county executive, myself, the authority to declare an emergency so that we don't have to wait for an elected body to get together to do that. We will ratify it. The county board of commissioners will ratify it on Monday at their regular board meeting, but it is in effect.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
That was Mesa County Administrator Tom Fisher. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Sunday's slide caused an earthquake that registered 2.8 on the Richter scale. The U.S. Geological Survey office in Golden reported this yesterday. The Telluride Daily Planet reports that San Miguel County Commissioners directed staff to draft an ordinance that would prohibit the use of a flammable gas used in the extraction of THC to make hash oil. Hash oil is made by packing the leaves and stems of pot plants into a pipe, pouring highly flammable butane through it, and then heating it to burn off the liquid butane. The ordinance would ban these operations in residential settings. Earlier this month, deputies responded to a residence in Ames for a report of a dog bite and discovered a butane hash oil extraction operation. The Telluride Fire Department hazmat team responded to the scene. According to a recent Associated Press story, Colorado's only certified adult burn center so far this year has treated 10 people with serious injuries they suffered while making hash oil, compared to 11 in 2013 and only one in 2012. And finally, the North Fork Teacher Appreciation Award was given to two teachers this year, Hotchkiss High School's Eric Hollenbeek and Paonia Elementary's Jody Simpson. Both received the honor along with a $5,000 check. This is the second year the Cocker Kids Foundation has presented the awards to North Fork teachers. The foundation received nominations lauding both of the teachers for inspiring their students. Stay tuned for Joanna and the Sweet Sound. You've been listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft.